We do short meditation, okay, for maybe 10 minutes. Okay, so try to keep your back straight, then breathe normally, so focus your mind on the breath. Just a few minutes, breathe in and out. Relax your mind, relax your body, watch your breath. Just do this a few minutes. Okay, so then next, set up your motivation. So simply, so I'm going to do meditation, or I'm going to listen to the talk to benefit myself and to benefit many sentient beings. So now then, in front of oneself, distance of maybe 2 to 3 meter distance, you can visualize the golden throne, beautiful golden throne you visualize. So on top of the throne, so there's the beautiful lotus, radiating light. So then on top of the lotus, visualize the sun disk. Then on top of that, visualize the moon disk. On top of that, then Buddha Shakyamuni sitting on top of that. His right hand touching mudra to the ground. And his left hand is the meditation posture, holding the ball, arm ball. Visualize lively, made of light. So then, next visualization from this Buddha Shakyamuni, the golden light come out. Enter yourself. Then purify all our physical suffering, physical pain, mental suffering, any disturbing thought we have, totally purified. Then whole our entire body filled with the golden light. Okay, so this with this visualization, then we recite Shakyamuni mantra 5 times, okay? Chant, same time visualize, as I mentioned, yeah. We do 5 times, yeah.
Udaya.
Okay, now the Buddha Shakyamuni who are sitting in front of you, so now come to your top of your head, facing like yourself. Okay, then light dissolve into yourself. By then, bless your mental continuum. So you can visualize, so your minds, Buddha Shakyamuni mind, becoming one. So then slowly now yourself become Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So then, from your heart, radiate light all direction. So tip of the light, you can visualize Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. So then, from this Guru tip of the light, the Buddha Shakyamuni, from there, radiate golden light into each and every sentient beings, purifying all their physical pain, mental suffering, are totally purified. Filled with the golden light. Okay, now then Guru Shakyamuni dissolve into light. Light dissolve into each and every sentient beings. By then also visualize, now all sentient beings become like Shakyamuni Buddha. Visualize like that, we recite Shakyamuni mantra 5 times, do the visualization like that. Okay. Ah, yeah, Okay, so we have about 1 hour. We have about 1 hour. So supposed to talk about six perfection. Trophy was given that, six perfections. So today I'll talk about the first one. Generosity. Yeah. So I don't know what to talk about. So 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 one thing is why important. So one thing is why important to practice generosity. You know, so when you are when you are young, when you are like children, when you are a child, you know, the parent teach them how to be generous. I think we all know that. So, you know, then try to teach them, you know, if they have something which they teach them, sharing with other, you know, can you share with other, can you give to other, from the young time, try to teach generosity, how to be more generous person like that. So we have some idea. You know, if you're generous, so that means you'll be more happy. You know, the whole idea is that. So but you look at the children when they are young, even 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, even 1 year, you know, some kids they hold the thing too strongly, tightly, they don't let go. Whether they like it, not, I'm not sure, but they hold too tight to the object. Cannot let go. Then after that, like 3 years, 4 years, when they're able to talk, they're able to recognize the thing. Then, depend on the children. So some children, oh, this is mine. And they hold too much onto the object. Even parents ask them to share to others. That not able to share it, you know, they'll cry for that, you know. So very interesting. But I mean, some children not like that, you know, easy to let go. Even age of 3, 4 years old, you see that some easy to share, you know, parents ask them to share with other, you know. Some are very easily let go. They don't feel difficult. They don't need to cry for that, sharing with other. But some children, they cry to share with other. So, again, you look these two children, same children, which more happy, then of course, you can, clearly you can see that the child who can share with other, they're more happy. Generally speaking, they're more happy. The child, the thing cannot share with other, they're more unhappy. You know, anything, anytime they can cry. You know, so like that. So from the young, you can see that. So the parent try to teach that, but not easy, you know, letting go from the child, you know that. So then, of course, we grow up, teenager, this and that. Then our mind, our grasping, whatever, become even stronger than before. Then whatever thing belong to us, then it's extremely difficult to share with other. Most of us like that, cling so much on the object, you know. So you cannot let go. This is mine. You know, holding too much on the object. So, So then, so much strong attachment on the object. Even if you have enough, but you still cannot share with other because of too much holding on the object. So that make your mind become very tight. Your mind is tied with the object. Anything happened to the object, then you become very miserable because of the clinging on the object, attached to the object. So that is extremely clear that, you know, when you cling too much, anything happened to the object, you feel the suffering. So like that. So if you are the person who can let go of the object easily, then I think the pain is less. Anything happen to the object, the pain is less. When you share with, then easy to share with other also. Not difficult to sharing with other that object. So, once you are able to share with other what you have with openly, then your mind is much more happy. So this is what can you see temporarily to make yourself happy if you're able to share it. So that make different, you know, letting go, being generous, or not being generous, you know. So when you are generous, that means your mind is much more open. When you are not generous, that means your mind is much more closed, you know, very small-minded, only thinking yourself. You don't think other, you know. So when you're generous, that means you're opening your heart or opening your mind. So that means you're a more happy person. So because all the unhappiness, you know, look deeply because it's coming from not opening the heart. You know, our mind is too close, too narrow. So that means only thinking oneself. You know, everything is oneself. So that become very small-minded, narrow-minded. So then because of that, any small problem cannot take it. Not bad, become very difficult. So therefore, one being practice of generosity is the one way to open your heart. So like that. So here, if you're generous, you share the thing with other. So I can, of course, like for example, the person who are thirsty, just give example, if so thirsty, if you have some cup of water, for example, then you really see the the person need the water. You know, then you have the water for yourself. You know, so whether you can share or not, that's the big question. So if you're able to share the cup of water, even half, you know. So I'll just give an example, like that. Share that, then of course, immediately, you're able to bring happiness to others. Definitely, you know, the temporary happiness, the person who is extremely thirsty, so then you give a cup of water, sincerely. So by then, of course, the person receives the happiness, you know, reducing his thirsty, giving some happiness to other. So like that. So the sentient being, they need that kind of help from us. So we are able to keep that, you know, then the other person receive the benefit. Same time, also you're able to receive the benefit. Immediately, you feel happy in your mind. You know, rather than so drinking one cup yourself. You know. So I mean, giving example like that. So you have a cup of water, you just drink yourself. Or somebody who really needs it there, your cup of water, if you're able to share it, then which bring more happiness in your mind? So I mean, just give example. If you look deeply, which bring more happiness in your mind? You know. So this the question there. So I mean, generally speaking, of course, you are compassionate one. You have some heart there. Then of course, you share the water who really need more than yourself. Then if you share that, able to cure the thirst, the other person then, you know, immediately you see the able to reduce their suffering. Immediately you able to see it, you know, then you feel some kind of joy in your heart. You know, so that's the extremely joyful. Your mind is extremely joyful on that. But you just drink one cup, finish, you know. The joy is, compared these two, the joy is much less. You know, so like that. So, so I mean, I'm just giving a small example like that. So, so when you share with other, whatever you give to other, you know, with sincere heart, you know, wherever needed, any kind of material or whatever they need, clothes or house or whatever, you know, whatever they needed, you are able to give it, then, of course, then that really bring happiness to other people, other. Also, same time, then bring so much happiness to oneself. So this the benefit you are immediately able to see that. So so again, of course, when you give the when you give your material or clothes, whatever you want to give to the other, offer to the other. So then the sincere motivation also important, you know. You know, not when you give something, then you are hoping to receive something back, you know. Then that is also not really helpful, you know. You want to give something, but in return you want something. Then there's not really perfect generosity, you know, generosity like that. So, I mean, of course, even with the hope, you give something, of course, it is that generosity, you know, even you are angry or even you are very unpleasant person or whatever you are, but still you give something to other, offer to someone. You know, the benefit is still there, definitely. You know, you give to other, so benefit is there. You know, other person receive whatever your mind is, it is, but doesn't matter. But you give something, the person receive that. And because of that, of course, then in the future, you are able to receive all the wealth, you know, all these things, because of your generosity. So you're able to receive that. But the problem, you know, if you have something hoping return back, you know, I want to give this, I want to return this, that is not so helpful, because sometimes what you wish, you don't receive back immediately. So then, your mind is totally distant. You know, sometimes like that, your expectation of you want to give something, then you expect the person to say thank you back. You know, for example, I mean, you give something that you have expectation, oh, the person must say thank you to me. You know, for example, then if you have this expectation in the mind, then become very difficult. You know. Of course, the person say thank you, then okay, you know. If the person doesn't say that, he forgot, or maybe the person doesn't know to say, or whatever, then you don't say, then what happened? Your mind is not happy, totally disturbed, you know. But it's nothing to do with your gift, you know, but your hope. You hope there, hoping that. So big expectation, you have this big expectation like that. So then, it doesn't happen, then you don't have the mental peace, you know, by giving that, then somehow disturb your mind. So like that. So it's like that. So then, then again, of course, once you give the whatever you're going to give, then of course, when you give, mean you really give, sincerely giving up. So that means once you give, doesn't belong to anymore, doesn't belong to you at all, you know. So that means once you give to others, so that thing belong to other, totally belong to other. So it doesn't own by you. So you cannot order them do this, do that, you know. So it's because not belong to you, you know, belong to other. So so. Of course, so it's how the person want to use is up to them, you know. So, but of course, before that, you must have some wisdom, you know. Before you give, you must have some wisdom there, you know. If the person going to buy the dangerous thing, like, you know, this and that, of course, then it's not worthwhile to give, you know. But we must have some wisdom to judge that. So otherwise, once you have some wisdom, you give, then of course how the person want to use entirely depend on the person that belong to him or her, like that. So totally give then like that. Then once you give, then don't regret. The point is that, you know, sometimes we give, then I shouldn't have given that, you know. Sometimes then have some regret in the mind. So there's another difficult part, you know. So something given, you know, so shouldn't, of course, people given, you should have some wisdom to give. Then once you give, then of course should have regret at the end, you know, always rejoice, you know, whatever it is. Because in the text is mentioned, you know, Jinbe Longju, by being generous in the future, you have the wealth like that. So the karmic result always there, you know. No matter how you give, the karmic result is there. You will receive the benefit in the future. So, so like that. So, so here. So when you say, I mean, give up, and there's different type of generosity, the gift of teaching, gift of the peerlessness, material gift, and also what called as also in the another teaching, that's the what called gift of the love, yeah, the power of that. In the Lamrim is three, but in other texts also there's power like gift of love, like that. So there's different generosity we can give, you know, different type like that. So of course, when you say giving, give up material gift, so that can be many things, you know. So a physical, whatever physical, in reality, you can give also that, you know. So, but not necessary. even if you don't have anything, still you can practice generosity. You know, we understand that generosity, you must have something, otherwise you cannot practice. You know, I am so poor, I can practice generosity. But it's not true. So point is, even if you don't have anything, still you can practice generosity like that. So, so here, generosity doesn't mean just a material thing. So, you know, can be understand, you know, is somebody is walking on the road, or you can give help to them, you know, holding their hand in case they need the help. Just hold the hand. So that's the that's the giving also, your time or your effort, you know, to help someone. That this can be also generosity. So then, of course, even like if people rushing to the door into the compa, for example, rushing in the compa, everybody crowd on the staircase, rush so much there, then of course you can, you know, you can wait behind. Please go ahead first. I mean, this simple example, please go ahead. Not like I am the first, you know, but you are able to keep like that also, that part of generosity. You know, so, I mean, this is really giving, you know, some effort. And not easy, of course, not easy. But if we are able to do that, you know, that's the part of generosity. You know, also giving your time, you know. Of course, then giving your time, giving your victory to other. So, whatever. So like that. Just giving example like that, so we can practice generosity in many ways like that. So then, another way, of course, if you enjoy in the beach or whatever, or I don't know what Singapore enjoy most, I don't know. Eating durian? I don't know. What do you enjoy the most, Singaporean? I don't know. Eating? Eating and shopping, whatever. So, just give some ideas. So, you will enjoy the shopping, for example, going whatever you like, then you enjoy so much. So that time you can make other sentient beings also enjoy like this. You know, I mean, just mentally you can think like that. Enjoy so much, then same time you can make other sentient beings enjoy like this. So that can be the practice of generosity. So enjoy eating delicious food, also same thing, you know. You feel so happy and enjoy, you know, so like, whatever. So delicious food, I don't know, sometimes they make the noise. So so like that time, of course, how you practice, you know, really think how you enjoy, you know, so nice, whatever, you know, I don't know. So some people, they love to eat, you know, so much, you know, they like food so much like that, so. When you enjoy so much, so you can think that may other sentient beings also enjoy like me, like them. So, also this is the can be the practice of generosity. So like that. So there's many ways, you know, so not really limited with the material thing. Most of the time we think that, oh, generosity means we must give something, you know. So it's not necessarily like that. Generosity can be practiced in different way. You know, as I mentioned before, like that, you know. So, so like that, then of course, giving the gift of the teaching, one of the generosity, gift of the teaching, giving teaching like that, or, you know, so sincerely giving teaching to other, or that is one of the generosity. So then also include giving advice, you know, sincerely giving advice. Also then giving answer, you know, advice, whatever, you know, whatever person needs, you know, even listening, even just listening, you know, with that also can be generosity. You know, giving your time, listen with patiently, listen to people's problem, you know, so that can be part of generosity, because, you know, you give the time, you know, how busy you are, make your time able to listen to people's problem like that, so that also can be generosity like that. So then So this is can be like protect the animal, for example. You know, if somebody, for human being, even somebody biting them, you just go and, you know, separate them nicely. So that can be, you know, gift of prayerlessness for someone. Is then also you can see that sometimes the insect, you know, into the water or into the water bowl, whatever, you know, when you see that, then you quickly, if you see that, quickly help them to get out from that water, you know, because they are so pure, you know, they cherish their life the most, so they are scared of death, so like that, you know, so if you help them from that, what call? Free from that, like that. So that is the giving of the gift of the prayerlessness. So like that. So then also like that, then the bird will keep in the cage, you know. So then, you know, there's so much fears inside, you know, so want to go out, you know, so much fears inside like that. So if you let it go from the cage, whatever, you know, bird or dog or whatever, then letting go, so that can be the the practice of the gift of the prayerlessness. It can be like generosity like that. So then gift of love, so that means just wishing, you know, may this and that, this person be happy, you know. Have all the happiness. May this person have all the happiness. Just the wishing thought. So that can be the this, gift of the love is about that, you know. Also this person may have all the cause of happiness, you know. So sincerely, you know, thinking that, so that is the give up the love, so like that. So so here, so by doing this, you know, so if we really sincerely do this, like give up the teaching, give up prayerlessness, give up material, you know, give up the love, so you really sincerely give from your heart, you know, this person will be very, very happy person, happy life, you know, less problem, more success in the life. So this, we can see that. You know, then, not only that, you know, people also really take care of the person. You know, everybody will take care of that. So that's the benefit. Immediately, we can see that, the benefit of the generosity like that. So so then So also the men, I think that's one, I don't know. Like I think one of the texts mentioned by Lama Tsongkhapa, the generosity is like a wishful feeling jewels. Then the miserliness is the generosity is like a wishful feeling jewels for sentient beings. Then generosity is the sharp weapon to cut the miserliness. Something like that. So you mentioned that. So like that. So you're really generous person, you know, giving time or give some effort or whatever, you know, so give some advice or teaching or giving kindness or giving love or giving material thing, you know, if you're into that kind of practice. So then yourself become wishful pulling jewels to other sentient beings. The point is that yourself, you know, because of the generosity, then you become like a wishful pulling jewels to other sentient beings. Whatever their wishes, they receive from you like that. So, of course, for human beings, animals, this and that, we need that kind of like materialistic thing like clothes, food, shelter, you know. So those are needed, you know, so that if we can offer to bring them happiness, so we are able to offer them, we can offer that. So in only that way, we can bring happiness to those sentient beings in that level. So very important, you know, so like that to practice generosity. So then if you're able to give like that, so then able to cut the miserliness, you know. So like that. So again problem is the miserliness, you know. You are so miserless, whatever, cannot let go of the object, cling on that. So, one way I mentioned before, so immediately it's not happy there. But how long you can hold that object? The question mark is how long you can hold that object? Yeah. So that's the question mark. One day have to let go of that. That's what Shantideva said, you know, so so one day, you know, this whatever we cannot let go of the object, one day it will disappear. Either object, either yourself, one have to disappear sooner or later. So therefore, you know, why not you this generosity, make this meaningful, make this useful, you know. So anyway, it's going to disappear sooner or later. So before that, why don't we make this meaningful? So that means why don't we practice generosity? You know, make this meaningful like that. So idea is giving charity, if possible, then give charity. So like that. So then it brings in happiness, you know, in the future for oneself. Like, for example, having all the resources. So also Buddha mentioned like that, you know, all the wealth come from karma of giving charity, and collecting virtuous karma by giving charity that bring the wealth. Without that, not possible. Wealth is not possible. So like that. So that's important, you know, how to practice generosity. So that means letting go of the object, reducing the attachment on the object like that. So less attachment, easy to let go, so the less problem, more happy, you know. So otherwise, you don't know how to let go, then become very huge, what you call burden for yourself, especially time after death. Become extremely difficult, you know. Still your mind thinking on that, cannot let go, then this become very, very difficult, challenging death, you know. So we're not free from death, so extremely challenging that time, cannot let go like that, so difficult death process, I could say that, yeah, so become problem in this way, so then become very danger, you know, it's great. Then not good rebirth, not easy death, so that means not good rebirth, you know, so that means difficult to have higher rebirth if we die with so much miserliness, you know, so then so that's the that's the what Buddha said, you know, so like that. There's many stories also like that, you know, how they take the rebirth when they're so miserless, you know, so there's many different stories Buddha mentioned like that, so I think, yeah, mainly is to understand that, you know, the practice of generosity. So then, of course, again, like we always dedicate our virtues, you know, collected in the past, future, present. Our merit collected in past, present, future, whatever collect merit, we dedicate to other. You know, so that is the one of the, could say, generosity, you know. Always we dedicate that, you know, all the merit dedicate to other sentient beings like that. So that is one of the very, very powerful practice, you know, starting from there, you know. So generosity is mainly like the first practice, mentally practice, you know. You can visualize whatever you enjoy, you know, you dedicate for other. So like that. Then whatever merit you collect, dedicate, you know, they become cause to other sentient beings to be happy like that. So you can dedicate like that. So mentally, you know, you can practice that. Then slowly, of course, then you see some sentient being who have a need to help, so then you're able to give that, you know. Slowly able to give from the small amount or a small thing, you know, to start from there. We have to practice that, you know. So so once you give that, then, you know, then slowly you are able to do much more than before, you know. So that's the way of the practice. So like that. Then also mentioned that, you know, one is the wealth, one is the virtues, one is the your own body, like that. So so extremely, you know, because for us our body is the most precious thing, our life the most precious thing, you know, we cannot let go, you know, so precious, and we cherish so much this. Our wealth, maybe compared to our life, wealth is maybe easy, I could say that, you know, that our life is most difficult to let go. Giving charity is impossible for us, you know. It's clinging too much, me, like that, you know. So like mind, then of course, you know, our possession, mind, of course, maybe easy to go, but your own body, my body, then much more difficult to let go because of the extremely strong attachment, clinging on that, so you cannot let go that, you know. So starting from the virtues, you know, you dedicate like that, mentally that, slowly your possession, you know, letting go, so like that. Then, of course, then deep level, of course, like bodhisattvas, you know, who enter in the, you know, especially who achieve the first bhumi there, so they're able to give their body, you know. It's mentioned in the text, Lamrim there, you know, the first bodhisattva ground, when they achieve first bodhisattva ground, so they are able to give their body without difficulties, you know. Very easy to keep, you know, even, you know, this, what this. Even they hear, just hearing the voice, you know, even they just hearing the voice, somebody, the beggar or somebody come and asking, just hearing the voice, they feel so much joy like that. You know, even the heroes, the arhat, who generate great bliss in deep state, even they don't have that kind of bliss. Mentioned that Bodhisattva has so much bliss just hearing the voice of beggar asking the thing like that. So, extremely joy there. No mention, you really have to give the body, of course, much, much joy like that. So, so like that. So, of course, I mean, when the you achieve the high level, like Bodhisattva first ground, then of course, you don't have mental, physical pain. You don't, even you give, cut, give, you know, there's no physical pain. Also, there's no mental pain also. Is so therefore, no difficult that. So then, of course, before that, the ordinary Bodhisattva, of course, if still they have physical pain, but joy to keep, you know. There's some physical pain, but still the joy to keep, happy to keep like that. So this all comes from the practice. You know, even the Bodhisattva, you know, it does, even they practice, you know, even the first Bhumi, you know, they really practice generosity like that. So so like that. So one what I'm saying here is like that. So learn that, you know. So I mean, of course, probably many of you know here, so but learn how to give time to other, you know, give and give your time. So like that, that's one important. Give to other, victoria to the other. So then listening, you know, listen people's difficulties, this and that, you know, giving advice, help them, like that, support other, you know. So all this is part of generosity like that. So, so then so then of course so so also one of the what to call one of the practice of generosity, like offering food or whatever, you know, offer to someone. So like that, that the Chandrakirti mentioned in one of his root texts, he mentioned that you always practice of giving, you know, what called giving food, clothes, whatever, you know. Whatever you always practice like giving, then it's mentioned that along the way, on the way of your practice of giving, you're able to meet like Buddha or Bodhisattvas. One way you will meet Buddha's Bodhisattva that, you know, you'll give the connection, you make the connection with this particular holy beings like that. So then by then, you know, by then this Bodhisattva or Buddha will teach you, guide you, you know, then slowly you'll achieve enlightenment. So that's the one of the very encouraging advice like that, to keep the generosity, the practice of generosity, you know. So we never know why is the Buddhas, why is the Bodhisattvas, you know. So if you practice, you know, you give a cup of water sincerely to someone, you know. So it is the Buddha. If that is Bodhisattva, of course, you collect so much merit, you know, so like that. So, idea is that, then this particular Bodhisattva, Buddha will teach us, guide us, able to free from vision of samsara. So that what the Chandrakirti was mentioned in one of the root texts like that. So, so important. Again, of course, when you practice generosity, then of course this six perfection can be practiced within one generosity, is mentioned, you know. possible to practice all the six perfections within one generosity practice ladder. So, so for example, you give something offer to someone, then of course you have to avoid all the wrong, you know, stop all the wrong motivation. You know, stopping wrong motivation, having good motivation. So just give idea, you know, we want to give someone, stop all the wrong motivation. You know, expectation, whatever this is, stop. So that can be, you know, once you stop that, so can be practice of morality. While you're giving the thing, you know, you stop the wrong motivation. So that can be practice of morality. Yeah. So like that. Then of course, when you want to give, so that's sometimes not easy, you know, sometimes very difficult, you know, very difficult process, whatever. You know, you want to give for someone, then maybe you have to go long way or whatever, you know, long drive, what problem, cannot see, cannot meet, whatever, you know, that's along the way, you know, so that you have hardship there, so being patient, you know, so being patient, you know, so like that, so that is the... You know, when you practice generosity, then be patient also. Being patient together. So that's very, very helpful, you know, to continue your generosity like that. So then, again, of course, when you give, then should have joy in the mind. So that's the joyous effort, you know. You don't feel difficult, you know. You don't feel difficult. You have so much joy to give, you know, when you have that. You know, so giving that no difficulty, you feel the joy, you know. So that can be the joyous effort, you know, while you give like that. So then so once you give also, then you can focus on the benefit of the gift. What's the benefit you receive? You know, if you know of the future life, what the benefit you receive, you know. Like the next life happiness. Then through that, slowly, you know, then you achieve full enlightenment like that. From the generosity, you can achieve next life happiness, life to life happiness, up to enlightenment. You know, So mainly, you know, by giving generosity, you collect so much merit, you know. So focus on that merit, simple pointedly, you know. Focus on that merit. Or it can say merit, or it can be dedicated, single pointedly. So like that, that is the, could be concentration like that. So then, wisdom like that. So when you practice, then you look at yourself, who is the giver, looking at yourself. You as a giver, then the object or the person who's receiver who receive that one, that object, what you want to give. All this, you know, three, like yourself, other, the object. Looking at that, all this all independent, you know, is all independent, you know. What to call independent? No, dependent. Yeah, it's dependent. So, for example, of course, it's not truly existing ideas. It's dependent because there's no receiver, no giver, you know. You know, so there's always, you know, always depend each other like that. So that's not truly what you call existence of the giver, not truly existence of the object, not truly existence of the receiver. So like that, understanding like that, everything like an illusion, you know, like that. So understanding the emptiness. So like that. So even on practice of generosity, so it can be combined with all these different, you know, six progression can be combined together like that. So it's become extremely powerful, you know, even you do one action, you know, then become extremely powerful. You know. So again, of course, the motivation is important, what kind of motivation, you know. So you give generosity to achieve, you know, liberation, then become cause to liberation. You are giving generosity to achieve enlightenment, then become cause to enlightenment. So also this depends on the your motivation. So then how powerful also, of course, depends on your motivation, you know. So like that. So, whatever we can practice, you know, giving your time, giving your merit with the visualization, or, you know, in reality, giving something, whatever, you know, whatever we can manage, then we practice that. So, entire life we live like that, of course, then become your part of your life. So there's no difficulty, you know, giving someone a cup of tea. This is very, very good practice, you know, you go together. Just offer the cup of tea, you know, one with that very, very good practice of a cup of tea like that. You know, so this is something we can practice. You know, so idea is, of course, giving is not so much one way, not so much other, whether person need or not need, that's not the point. But you collect the merit. Yeah, you give a cup of tea, of course, person can pay for a cup of tea, not the big question, but you pay what, you know, so you get the merit, you know. You collect the merit by giving a cup of tea to other, a cup of water to other, you collect the merit. So, so this is something all need to learn that, you know, so help other, offer to other. So this is building the habit. So you are not build that habit, then I mentioned that before, you know, the same child who can give, who cannot give. So all this because of that, what karma they have in the past. The person very miserliness, yeah, then cannot keep even the young time like that, they're holding on the object so tightly like that. Because of that. That some children can give easily because must be in the past. Easy to let go in the past, so because of that. All this happen. You know, otherwise there's no reason why the person hold too much, why person let go easily like that. So like that. So so like that, so I mean, I think I've told before, not I don't remember. So, like my mother, I'm just the example of the mother, you know. So, I mean, she's extremely generous mother, so I could say that. So, I don't know when was that. Long time ago, I was studying then, I bought some loose tea and some salt because she lived in the mountains, so that time I was studying in Sarah, so also I don't have money to buy other things, you know, so I just went to visit her, so I bought, I don't know, 5-6 pack of salt, I don't know, 5-6 pack of tea bag, or the loose tea, you know, so like that. So they live in the mountain, so I went to visit. I stayed there 1 month like that. So I brought them. I thought maybe they can last for 1 year. Enough for 1 year. You know, so I thought I brought something there. So then of course, I mean, my mother, of course, live in the jungle. And around there, nobody there. You know, very far away. Other people have to come like, this 45-minute walking distance to come to visit my mother like that. But surprisingly, of course, many people come and visit her, you know, because of... So I don't know, they bring something. Then of course my mother have to give something there, you know. So whatever I bring there, you know, one person come, then give one pack, you know. Something like that. Now next day somebody come, then she give one pack. You know? Then almost finishing, you know. So then I told mother, you know, then I was a little bit, you know, I thought this for mother, it can last for some time, but she, after almost, before 1 month, she almost finishing, you know. So then I told mother, oh, you may need some, you know, keep some. I said, then she said, oh, the other people need more than me, she said, so. So I have nothing to say, so. So, but I mean, of course, so because of that, you know, I mean, she's very, I mean, I could say that, I mean, she's very generous. Because of that, I mean, everybody like her so much. The idea is that, you know, praise her so much, like her so much, you know, everybody welcome her like that. Very interesting like that. I mean, whoever come in the house, of course, immediately they serve a cup of tea, even that no lunch. Even she have something to eat, first she will give to the other. Then she don't eat also, she's okay. You know, she don't feel that kind of difficult, you know, I must have lunch like that. So like that, I mean, I see my own mother example. Okay, really. Deep, you know, that she don't feel any difficulties like that, so that's the... Like that, of course, could be that many examples like that. So some people very, very even wild, but nobody come and visit them, you know, at all. Really, very sad, you know. Nobody come. Like that. My parents, of course, they are not wealthy at all. You know, they're very poor family like that. That's so many visitors come to see like that, you know. So that's a huge difference. Of course, I mean, both benefit, I mean, of course, you're so rich, you're alone in the house, of course, miserable, you know. Nobody come like that, you know, even somebody come, then they look down, you know, they shout down, you know, why you come here like that, you know. Sometimes very, they look down to the poor people like that, then become very unpleasant, and of course, other not happy, yourself not happy. So that's the... what I see in the life like that, you know, so you are more like, so as I mentioned, you know, so generosity is about opening your heart to other. You are really well practice of generosity, you become wishful jewels for other, you know, so that bring happiness for yourself, happiness to other. So like that, so... So need to practice, you know, we all need to practice, as mentioned that, you know, you start from, of course, you know, from your mental level, then physical level, yeah, you know, so, you know, like giving advice, physically helping other, you know, materially supporting other, whichever we can manage, then this wonderful way of practice. So this way, then we're more happy in this life. Of course, then life to life, happy like that. So able to achieve full enlightenment like that. Okay, so I don't know what to talk more than that. Huh? Almost done. Huh? Any question you want to ask? One or two, if you have them. Otherwise, I stop. So next class, I'll talk about the morality. Huh? Okay, today we finish up the generosity. Any question you have? No.
Sorry. I don't know whether should I ask this. Why is the practice of generosity in the first ground called the unsurpassed practice of generosity?
Unsurpassed is what?
highest.
Of course, that I mentioned before. the ten bhumi, you know, Aya Bodhisattva, they have 10 bhumi, 10 different levels in Aya Bodhisattvas. 10 bhumi, like that. So, normally we call 6 perfection, then if we make more, then become 10 perfection. So each bhumi is specialized. For particular perfection. So like that. Then first bhumi is what call specialized for very special practice of the generosity. You know. So only second bhumi, then you are more perfect under morality. First bhumi is still you are not totally perfect of the morality. You know, so only that is perfection of the generosity at the first bhumi like that. So I mentioned like that. So because of they have this great bodhicitta mind, you know what called ultimate bodhicitta mind. So they have ultimate bodhicitta mind. So because of that, so they don't have physical pain, mental pain, even they give the body, you know, because of having the ultimate bodhicitta, you know, seeing emptiness directly, also then you have this great bodhicitta mind there. So because of that, then I think this become the highest in surpass generosity. I think that could be the reason, yeah. Okay. Huh? No more question? Huh? Yeah, then all the senior on asking question.
Because you turn around. No, it's quite interesting that, you know, the generosity of love is there. So if we take into immeasurable, the 4 immeasurable, there's also like, you know, wishing sentient beings or others to be free from suffering. Would that come under giving of fearlessness?
That under the fearlessness, yeah. The equanimity also become under the fearlessness, yeah.
So in a way, we can also subsume immeasurable under...
under the gift of fearlessness, yeah. Equanimity, compassion, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, then we stop here, huh? Yeah.